This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
My eye condition is pretty weird. There isn't a name for it, but it's accumulation of all, well, majority of eye diseases that has probably on the planet. So I have glaucoma and cataracts and whatever's there, I have it pretty much.
Tell me a bit about your life before you were diagnosed as visually impaired.
Basically, I was kind of active. I used to work in radio and television, pretty much running around the world and interviewing stars and stuff, working for MTV and the BBC for quite some time, as well as working for KISS.
I mean, around the time that you realised something wasn't right with your eyes, how did you realise that and what did you do about it?
I was working at the time. I realised people were looking at me a bit funny and I didn't realise what there was a problem. So I was just doing my job as normal, and then after, when the producers looked at me, they said, "There's something wrong with your eyes," and I said, and I'd feel fine. But I ended up looking into the bathroom and I said, "Oh my God, there's something desperately wrong with my eyes." And I realised then that there's a problem. It didn't, at the time it wasn't a sight loss problem, but it looked, you know, very weird.
What did it look like?
Pretty much my eyes, the white parts of my eyes were brown, to the point where they were almost the same colour as my pupil. So people were like looking at me, kind of like freaking out, like if I was some kind of an alien from a horror movie.
Wow. When was that?
That was in 1999 in Cannes Film Festival, pretty much.
In 1999, so 15 years ago. Mm. What happened?